Anatomy of a Philanthropath. Dreams of Democide and Dictatorship. Part 1. A Mostly Peaceful Depopulation. Published June 28, 2022. By Margaret Anna. Narrated by Carrie Butler. Quote, "Tyranny is a habit, which may be developed until at last it becomes a disease. I declare that the noblest nature can become so hardened and bestial that nothing distinguishes it from that of a wild animal. Blood and power intoxicate. They help to develop callousness and debauchery. The mind then becomes capable of the most abnormal cruelty, which it regards pleasure. The man and the citizen are swallowed up in the tyrant, and the return to human dignity, repentance, moral resurrection, becomes almost impossible." End quote. By Fyodor Dostoevsky, The House of the Dead. If you're the type of person who's brimming with loving kindness and thinks everyone is sunshine and daisies like you, you're due for a crash course on tyrants and their enablers. Maybe you think the idea that philanthropists are trying to liquidate a hefty portion of the populace is preposterous, and anyone who says so is a misinformation superspreading conspiracy theorist. What's a philanthropath? A philanthropath is a socio-psychopath masquerading as a philanthropist. This is a fairly accurate portrayal. Insert YouTube video, Aphex Twin, Come to Daddy, Director's Cut, Music Video. Bill Gates is a textbook example. If you're exceptionally, prodigiously, monumentally deluded, you might think this planetary threat is a beacon of humanitarianism, but that's only because he paid the media $319 million to tell you that, while gasconading that his philanthropic foundation has made a 20-to-1 return on its $10 billion investment. Duper's delight starts at 34 minutes in the vaccine industrial complex. Insert YouTube video, Gates talks on the return on investment he got over vaccines. African women suddenly discover they've been sterilized via infertility technology-laced tetanus vaccines. And Indian tribal children have died or suffered long-term injuries from Merck's controversial Gardasil HPV vaccine, all thanks to the beneficence of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and its NGO subsidiaries. And I haven't even gotten into his ties to the eugenics movement, friendship with Jeffrey Didn't Kill Himself Epstein, or notorious TED Talk, citing, quote-unquote, new vaccines as a component of his population reduction aspirations. It's enough to make you want to watch this delicious pieing clip on repeat. Another standard-issue philanthropath is DA collecting, justice system refurbishing George Soros, who looks like he's been kept alive a century beyond his expiration date by sipping indigenous toddler's blood from satyr hooves. Of course, you have the legacy lineages, like the Ludlow massacring Rockefellers, retiree defrauding Rothschilds, hypocritical Homestead mill-union busting Carnegies, who teamed up with John D. Rockefeller to launch the petrochemical pharmaceutical medical complex, and the Hitler-hiling and Epstein-cavorting British royal family, whose munificent histories of philanthropy are too immense, too boundless, and too tenebrous to outline here. Frankly, those rabbit holes are so dark, so tortuous, and so deep, I may never emerge if I travel down them. And then there are the lesser-known varieties, like the totally not a Satanist Marina Abramovich, whose galactic fame and fortune can only be explained by a Luciferian handshake, a hypothesis bolstered by her tauntingly posing with fellow philanthropath Jacob Rothschild in front of the 1797 painting Satan Summoning His Legions. As beguiling as such quixotic rabbit holes appear, we don't need to resort to dot-connecting the necromancers to prove the philanthropaths harbor devilish intentions. We merely need to listen to them, their advisors, and their mentors. Let's start with these gobsmacking hopes expressed by former director of the Club of Rome, 1971, Project on Predicament of Mankind at MIT Dennis Lynn Meadows. Emphasis mine here and in subsequent quotes. Insert YouTube video, depopulation. I hope it can occur in a civil manner. Club of Rome's Dennis Lynn Meadows. Quote, globally, we are so far above the population and consumption levels which can be supported by this planet that I know in one way or another it's gonna come back down. I hope that it can occur in a civil way, and I mean civil in a special way. Peaceful. Peace doesn't mean that everybody's happy, but it means that conflict isn't solved through violence, through force, but rather in other ways. And so, that's what I hope for, that we can, I mean, the planet can support something like 1 billion people, maybe 2 billion, depending on how much liberty and how much material consumption you want to have. If you want more liberty and more consumption, you have to have fewer people. Conversely, you can have more people. We could even have 8 or 9 billion, probably, if we have a very strong dictatorship, which is smart. Unfortunately, you never have smart dictatorships. They're always stupid. But if you had a smart dictatorship and a low standard of living, you could have them. But we want to have freedom, and we want to have a high standard, so we're going to have 1 billion people. And we're now at 7, so we have to get back down. I hope that this can be slow, relatively slow, and that it can be done in a way which is relatively equal, so that people share the experience. And you don't have a few rich trying to force everybody else to deal with it. So, those are my hopes. End quote. Klaus Schwab's beloved mentor and consciousless, literarily convicted war criminal, Henry Kissinger, appears to share these concerns, which he outlined in a December 10, 1974, National Security Study Memorandum, NSSM 200, on population growth. Insert quote, the second new feature of population trends is the sharp differentiation between rich and poor countries. Since 1950, population in the former group has been growing at 0 to 1.5% per year, and in the latter at 2 to 3.5%, doubling in 20 to 35 years. Because of the momentum of depopulation dynamics, reductions in birth rates affect total numbers only slowly. Policies to reduce fertility will have their main effects on total numbers only after several decades. However, if future numbers are to be kept within reasonable bounds, it is urgent that measures to reduce fertility be started and made effective in the 1970s and 1980s. Implications of worldwide population growth for U.S. security and overseas interests. The Kissinger Report. Unquote. Kissinger was most concerned about population growth in least developing countries, LDCs, partly because it could threaten access to, quote-unquote, depletable resources, fossil fuels and other minerals. Insert quote, the world is increasingly dependent on mineral supplies from developing countries. And if rapid population frustrates their prospects for economic development and social progress, the resulting instability may undermine the conditions for expanded output and sustained flows of such resources. End quote. The now declassified 123-page report stresses the urgency of implementing a population control plan in these nations. Insert quote, we cannot wait for overall modernization and development to produce lower fertility rates naturally, since this will undoubtedly take many decades in most developing countries, during which time rapid population growth will tend to slow development and widen even more the gap between rich and poor. End quote. Bill Gates seems to have especially taken this component of the World Population Plan of Action to heart. Insert quote, Initiate an international cooperative strategy of national research programs on human reproduction and fertility control, covering biomedical and socioeconomic factors. End quote. This passage is particularly sinister. Insert quote. There is an alternative view which holds that a growing number of experts believe that the population situation is already more serious and less amenable to solution through voluntary measures than is generally accepted. It holds that, to prevent even more widespread food shortage and other demographic catastrophes than are generally anticipated, even stronger measures are required and some fundamental, very difficult moral issues need to be addressed. These include, for example, our own consumption patterns, mandatory programs, tight control of our food resources. In view of the seriousness of these issues, explicit consideration of them should begin in the executive branch, the Congress, and the UN, soon. End quote. With apparent admiration for China's population control policies, quote unquote, the People's Republic of China with a massive enforced birth control program, the Kissinger Report notes, insert quote, as Table 4 shows, the population of countries with centrally planned economies, comprising about one-third of the 1970 LDC total, is projected to grow between 1970 and 2000 at a rate well below the LDC average of 2.3%. Over the entire 30-year period, their growth rate averages 1.4%, in comparison with 2.7% for other LDCs. Between 1970 and 1985, the annual rate of growth in Asian communist LDCs is expected to average 1.6% and subsequently to decline to an average of 1.2% between 1985 and 2000. The growth rate of LDCs, with market economies on the other hand, remains practically the same, at 2.7% and 2.6%, respectively. Thus, barring both large-scale birth control efforts, greater than implied by the medium variant, or economic or political upheavals, the next 25 years offer non-communist LDCs little respite from the burdens of rapidly increasing humanity. Of course, some LDCs will be able to accommodate this increase with less difficulty than others. Moreover, short of draconian measures, there is no possibility that any LDC can stabilize its population at less than double its present size. End quote. One of the short-term measures recommended is sterilization. Quote, sterilization of men and women has received widespread acceptance in several areas when a simple, quick, and safe procedure is readily available. End quote. Written the year following Roe v. Wade, now overturned, this report does not hesitate to praise abortion as a mechanism of population control, even while recognizing it is, quote-unquote, politically sensitive. Quote, no country has reduced its population growth without resorting to abortion. Indeed, abortion, legal and illegal, now has become the most widespread fertility control method in use in the world today. End quote. Noting Section 114 of the Foreign Assistance Act of 1961, pages 93 through 189, prohibits the use of AID funds for abortion programs. A caveat is made for research. Quote, AID funds may continue to be used for research relative to abortion, since the Congress specifically chose not to include research among the prohibited activities. End quote. Lest you be tempted to believe the philanthropath's cruel-to-be-kind dreams of democidal dictatorship for the quote-unquote greater good, both history and science have proven this monstrous marriage of Malthusianism and utilitarianism as wrong, as the celebrity COVID modeler's data deceits deployed to provoke a manipulable mass panic. Rick Mile tried to warn us about such presumptuous puppeteers in his 2014 film, One by One, before his startling heart attack at 56. Insert YouTube video. Reduce the population scene from One by One, Rick Mile's last film release before his sudden death. Part 2, Downloadable Digital Dictatorships, explores the transhumanist implementation of the smart dictatorship Meadows longed for, now that the technology is catching up with his and Kissinger's democidal dreams. In Part 3, Yuval Noah Harari, Not the Man We Think He Is? I examine footage left on the cutting room floor in an attempt to better understand the psychology of this philanthropathic enabler and how his mentee, Klaus Schwab, is putting his philosophy into practice. Note, I don't really think Marina Abramović is a Satanist. That would be giving her too much credit. In a debauched art world where only controversy attracts fame and fortune, she is simply conducting parlor tricks to outrage and offend. It is a highly successful marketing tactic. The more rage and disgust generated, the more dinars.